Okay, let's get going.
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. We are here to podcast about anything and everything Star Wars with you.
Star Wars.
Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.
Down there.
EJOHANSEN.US. On the left hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcast. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansen.us. And now, it's time to talk Star Wars.
Yeah.
I am Kyle John Johansson.
Hey, that's me.
And this is Andrew Scott Sutton.
No.
Say hello.
Hello. No Andrew or Rick again. Andrew's, doing a dedication memorial thing. Not a funeral, but a, you know, historical marker dedication thing. And Rick, of course, is busy with family stuff. So today we're going to be reviewing Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 8, called Bad Territory. First, we'll do an unboxing. There's a little bit of news, but I think it'll wait, you know, mostly around some of the shows and stuff. They did release a trailer, and I'd rather kind of maybe do that when I can get someone else on here besides me to view the trailer. So then we'll do a recap of the episode and questions of the, we'll discuss it a little bit and get some predictions. All right, so first thing we're going to do is I'm going to push this button here because we don't want, yeah, we don't want any spoilers. That's what this is saying is spoiler danger. Anything spoiler we're about to talk about.
Alert. Danger. You're about to be spoiled.
That's
this
right.
Is your spoiler alert. We're about to talk candidly and explicitly about some TV shows or movies.
Yep, so anything you've heard or not seen for Bad Batch Episode 8, Season 3, please watch and then come back and watch us because we don't want to spoil you. So after that awkward little thing there, we're going to do an unboxing. Here we go.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
Yeah. It's exciting. Woohoo. Unboxings. Yeah, so I got the trusty letter opener. Stabby tool. Ooh. And then I got the box cutter. And this one's very sharp. I'm not going to stab myself because it'll bleed. All right, so let's start opening. Open sesame. There we go. Open it. Oh, look, they wrapped it in paper. That's nice. Yeah. Let's get rid of the box. Open the paper. Ooh. Look at that paper, too. Somebody in pink, huh? 235. Can you guess who that is? It doesn't say back here anywhere. Maybe if you look really close, you could see, but I don't think so. All right, so let's go to the side just so you get. Oh, Vice Admiral Hodo, 235. Look, it's her pink hair and her pink dress. You remember, she's that girl that drove her ship directly into Kylo Ren's ship. Yeah, killed the plane, split it in half or whatever. 235, there she is. Little stormtrooper figure in the background there. Interesting. Yeah. Definitely pink, huh? There's the side view. Yep. Beady little eyes there. Same beady eyes that we got there. Let's look at the back again. There you go. There you go. It's got that collection's got Ray and all of them in it. And I don't have hardly any of them. I might have, I don't know. I got like maybe three or four of those. Definitely don't have the First Order unit, maybe. I don't know. I do have the Praetorian Guard. Praetorian Guard. No Executioner. I got the Rose. I got the BB-8. Got the Porg. No Snoke. Anyway, that's our unboxing. How about that? Yeah, all right. That was a pretty good one. Vice Admiral Hodo. Exciting. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so let's get into the show. Again, if you haven't watched anything, you better go watch it because we're going to spoil it all. So our director today was Nate Villeneuve. Nova. The writer is Matt Mitchovitz, and he was also the editor of the show. Music was scored by Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, and Deanna Kinner. We have a somewhat small crew cast today, if you exclude our bad batchers, I guess. Today we had Hunter, Wrecker, Batcher, Crosshair, all played by D. Bradley Baker. Omega was played by Michelle Ang. AZ-3 by Ben Diskin. There was a client and Sylar, two different people, played by Jonathan Lippo. We had Fennec Shand, played by Ming Na Wen. And we had Fee Genoa, our little, girlfriend for Echo, basically, isn't it? Yeah, it's Echo's girlfriend. And that was played by Wanda Sykes. So now we're going to do a commercial.
Hey, you over there. Are you a trooper? Is your armor always dirty?
You,
When do you find time to clean it?
you,
Did Rebel scum scratch and damage
you,
it? Did your
you over
helmet
there.
communications keep acting up? Stop by Aeron's Armor Sparkalorium.
Ooh, make it
Before
sparkly.
1500 hours, we will wash, clean, and sanitize your armor for the next day pickup. Our
Damn
patented
straight.
galactic, the ancient secret cleaning techniques. We'll have your armor sparkling just like a new Cerulean Y-1300 freighter just off the assembly
Ooh, that's
line.
clean.
You'll be the envy of all your
Sparkly.
friends and co-workers, from the castles on Lothal to the politicians on Coruscant to the environmentalists on Endor. For your next day service, stop by Aeron's Armor Sparkalorium. We are located in Tatooine's Mos Eisley Spaceport, directly across from
Mos
Hangar
Eisley.
35.
What?
We will also repair and sell most parts at the best rates in the known galaxy. All
Own
services
galaxy
guaranteed and licensed by the Emperor himself to last a lifetime, only at
by the
Aeron's
Emperor.
Armor
What?
Sparkalorium. We accept Imperial credits only. Helmets and boots are services are extra.
Yeah, buddy. All right, we get those troopers that we had in the Ahsoka show. Get some of them guys to go get their uniforms cleaned up, right? So I was just kind of noticing while we were playing that we have a loyal following on Spotify. Seems like someone's always listening there. I wanted to remind whoever that is that I do upload the audio automatically, and then I'll upload the video. Spotify now lets you upload video. So you can watch the video on there a little bit later. And on Amazon, we're struggling. Every once in a while, someone will play something. Geo Saven, that's our Indian site They're doing well too. We keep having issues with them and the syncing of the data. There are a couple episodes behind there. But yeah, and then on YouTube we've got we had two episodes last week, so the episode 6 has 5 views and episode 7 has 11 views. And then of course, we also upload the audio there, and the audio has been doing okay too. We have 5 people there that did episode 6, and the 4 people did episode 7, audio only. So again, today we're going to review The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4, Bad Territory. The episode originally aired on March 20th, 2024. Running time is 28 minutes, and we're still in the timeline of 18 before the Battle of Yavin, which is, as I always say, when the first Death Star exploded. So we're 18 years before. And now it's time to grab your favorite beverage. Pull up a chair and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. All right, so our show starts out on Pabu Island. Artium and Omega grumble about having to lay low after their escape from Teth. She wants to help Echo and Rex, but Crosshair reassures Omega that she is helping by staying away. Hunter agrees with saying that they have to find out why Royce Hemlock is after her and the M count experience, what the M count experiments mean. He tells Omega that she has to lay low. Wrecker tells him they have an incoming transmission from Phi Genoa. When Crosshair asks who is Phi, Omega explains that she is a liberator and a pirate. Then Omega strokes Batcher, and she has to tell Crosshair because he's like, what? He has to tell Crosshair that, she's just a pirate. And inside the Marauder, Genoa briefs the Bad Batch about what she learned on the Ignamic M count. While she has not found out what it stands for, Genoa tells that she has learned that Class 1 bounty hunters have been retrieving M count targets for the Empire. Genoa suggests that asking for a bounty hunter what the M count is. Hunter mentions that they have run into several bounty hunters. When Omega mentions Fennec Shand, Crosshair Harris is like, who is that? Hunter explained that Shand is a bounty hunter who was hired by the Kamoans to capture Omega. While she is dangerous, Hunter thinks she could be helpful. Genoa offers to help track down Shand, but warns it will be costly before departing. Wrecker doesn't trust Shand. Nobody trusts Shand. Hunter says that he and Wrecker will go and find Shand while Omega and Crosshair stay behind on Pabu. Omega protests, but Hunter says the decision is final. Dun dun dun. Before leaving, he tells Omega to convince Crosshair to get his hand injury treated. Hunter and Wrecker travel on the Marauder to a space station that is frequented by outlaws and bounty hunters. Hunter tells Wrecker to be careful what they tell Shand, adding that the less she knows, the better. A brawl breaks out among the patrons at the bar they're attending, and the two clones find Shand haggling with a Rodian at the table. The two clones force the Rodian to suspend negotiations before meeting with Shand, who recognizes them from the past in her attempt to capture Omega. When Shand asks where Omega is, Hunter tells her that they are seeking information. Shand says that it will be costly before telling the Rodian to wait outside. Getting down to business, Shand tells them to tell her what information or target they are after, and she will give them a price. Hunter assists insists about the Empire's bounty for M-count targets. While Shan is not involved in these hunts, she says she knows another bounty hunter who hunts for M-count targets. Though it is costly, she suggests they can work something out. Sorry about that. I started with the smoker earlier and got a little bit of smoke in me here. Knowing Wrecker's expertise for demolition and ordnance and Hunter's tracking skills, she offers to provide the information in return for helping her capture a target. Hunter agrees to the deal, and Shan also sets other terms, including her starship and keeping the target and reward. Back on Pabu, AZI-3 examines Crosshair's hand but says he is unable to treat it. He suggests that the ailment may be something psychological rather than physical. AZI-3 says that if Crosshair could elaborate more on the experiments he was subject to, he could help. Crosshair is unwilling to live through the past drama and storms out of the meeting. To Omega's dismay. While traveling aboard Fennec Shand's starship, Wrecker questions why they are working for Shand despite not trusting her. Hunter says they have no choice since they need information about M-counts. Hunter warns Wrecker to be ready for anything. Shortly, Fennec exits the cockpit and tells the clones she will honor her side of the bargain if they keep theirs. She briefs the clones about the target, Sylar Saris, a member of the Yambari subspecies, known for their slayer of Ordo Iris. Shan says that they got a tip on his look. She's got a tip on their location. When Wrecker asks what Saris did, Shan explains he got greedy and killed two bosses for the Hoxin brood. She stole a cache of credits. Shan says that the other hunters that went after Saris never returned. Shan says Scyther knows the planet at the back of her claw, but adds that everyone's luck eventually runs out. The clones and Shan travel to a polluted orange world where people have to wear breathing masks outdoors. They disembark. Shan speaks to a dumb series pit droid and requests a sturdy boat that won't capsize, unlike the last time she visited. The pit droid loans them a skiff for 10 credits. The trio travel through the river in search of Saris' safe house, which is located upriver. Shan tasks Hunter with searching for Seraph's safe house and Hunter with keeping watch for danger. Venturing upriver, they find the path blocked by dozens of mines. At Shan's request, Hunter and Wrecker step into the murky water to check their path ahead. Wrecker suggests going around the mines, but Shan says that Saris wants them to do that and will be setting a trap. She proposes that they disarm each of the mines, and Wrecker says it is risky, but Shan reminds them of their bargain, and the two clones split up and proceed to disable all the mines. It's over 20 or something, he says there is. Meanwhile, as the Hunter and Wrecker manage to... back on Pabu, Crosshair attempts to target practice, but is unsatisfied with being unable to hit the target. Omega tries to encourage him, but Crosshair insists on perfection. And he's off just by like a tiny bit, you know, millimeters. Omega says that AZI might be right in saying that his incarnations at the Tanis base has affected him. Omega expresses hope that Crosshair will recover the use of his hand and suggests that he is the one who has to fix it. Omega tells Crosshair to trust her. While back Thatcher watches in the background. Crosshair is reluctant, but agrees to try out Omega's plan. Meanwhile, Hunter and Wrecker manage to disable the remaining mines, but the group is attacked by several large crocodile-like reptiles. Shan manages to shoot several out of the pack, and the clones climb around aboard the skiff. One of the reptiles grabs Hunter and drags him back into the water. Wrecker helps Hunter fight off the creature. The trio flee aboard the skiff and travel upriver. They are attacked by another reptile, but Wrecker throws it under their skiff, and Shan remarks, "This is why she never goes underwater." Continuing their journey at night, Cerys' trail gets cold, with Hunter unable to track the fugitive. Shan questions the clone's ability, and Wrecker counters that Omega was able to evade her, prompting Shan to respond that she did not have trouble fighting Omega. When Shan asks what happened to Omega, Hunter asks why she is interested in Omega. Shan says that the information must be so important to them that they are willing to work for her given their past. Shan says she also did not lose Omega, but that her client called off the bounty on the grounds that she would be safer with a bad batch. When Shan mocks their ability to protect Omega, Wrecker responds that Shan is motivated by money, and Shan says that she accepts jobs from anyone who can pay. When Hunter says there's more to life than money, Shan mocks him for his lack of money. Hunter picks up a trail all of a sudden and tells Shan to move the skip on its starboard side. Continuing the journey along the river, they spot a structure at the river's bank. Shan sends the clones to scout the area while she stays behind to keep watch. Wrecker remarks that she is taking the reward while they're taking all the risks. Shan agrees that Wrecker's assessment of their business relationship. Uh-huh, that's right. Hunter climbs up a treehouse, but is ambushed by Siler Cerys. The two engage in physical combat. Cerys gains the upper hand until Wrecker arrives. Cornered, Cerys flees into a trapdoor that seemingly leads underground. When Shan leaves the skiff to aid the clones, Cerys sneaks aboard the vehicle and tries to escape. However, Shan has had the disabled cable on the rear engines and confronts Cerys and tries to stun the Yamari. The stun blast bounces off his thick exoskeleton. He leaps over Shan and throws her into the water. Uh-oh. Now she's in the water. Cerys attempts to flee but is attacked by Wrecker, who wrestles with him. Cerys manages to temporarily blind the clone by spitting on his helmet. Some sort of green spit. Before he can flee, he is stunned by Hunter and Shan, who fire several shots. Wrecker remarks that Shan was right to bring them along, and Shan replies that she was always right, and the group depart with their incapacitated fugitive. Back on Pabu, Omega leads Crosshair in a meditation by the sea. Batcher rests nearby. Crosshair is skeptical but agrees to give it a go. Both sit cross-legged and breathe deeply. Omega tells Crosshair that she learned the meditation from the Wookiee Jedi Gunji and his people. And Crosshair says, "You've been to Kashyyyk?" She says that he has missed a lot. Omega tells Crosshair to close his eyes and focus. Back at the space station, Hunter asks Shan to honor her side of the agreement, and Shan says that she does not have the information about M count after all, and will find out after she delivers Cerys to her client. Hunter says that that's not what they initially promised, and Shan tells Hunter and Wrecker to either trust her or fight her. They decide to trust, and Wait for Shan to get back in touch. Shan departs aboard her ship. Once inside her ship's cockpit, Shan activates her holoprojector and tells an unidentified figure that she finished the job with some clones who were interested in the Empire's M-Count bounties. The figure mutters in some inaudible language. Shan replies that she is sure they can track the clones down easily and says she will send what information she has. And then the credits roll. Credits roll. Credits roll. All right. That was pretty, interesting episode. Maybe a one-off bottle episode, I guess you could say. I know our buddy Rick is curious about this last scene where, Shand is talking to somebody and seems like she is going to give the location of Wrecker and Hunter to her client. And that could be the demise, but also I know that this is the time before Cad Bane was killed. He's supposed to show up in this episode as a bounty hunter, or not this episode, but this show, the final season. And so is a couple other bounty hunters that we know. We may eventually find out from one of them. She may be communicating with one of them. The bounty hunters kind of, talk to each other sometimes when they're not competing against each other. So I don't know. I'm not sure if it's Hemlock she's talking to or not. Maybe that was her plan, was to get those two to trust her a little tiny bit, so that they could track them or something. I don't know. I think that she has maybe a soft side for Omega. But if somebody paid enough, she'd probably go get her. So I don't know. Maybe Shand is what is the block that tumbles down, that is the downfall of everything. Because we got four or five episodes left. And one of those days is a two-episode day. So we got some stuff coming up pretty quick to the end of the season. What do you guys think? What's the deals you've got? Is that it's a pretty good episode? What do you think about it? Yep, that means we want all of your feedback. Every single bit of it. Please send it to us. Please. We want you to send it to us at by email at feedback@kylesranson.us. We also have a link on our website on the left-hand side that says feedback, and it pulls up a form. You type in a name, and then you type in your feedback below that. Click send, and it'll come right to us. We're on Twitter at @super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And we eventually upload all this to YouTube. So there'll be audio and video at YouTube. And you can make comments there as well. As I said earlier, nobody's really commenting, but they're watching. That's a good thing. Comments would be nice. We'd like to interact with you. This is not necessarily a one-way street. We'd like to know, at least the quality of some of the feedback you've got, so we can kind of judge how differently to do things in the future. So please do that. So, all right.
Now what that we have means, a special treat. It's
nope. What that means is, since I'm by myself today, I'm gonna sign off here, and we're gonna finish the episode. Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast.
Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. Use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate in connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site.
Type it in.
Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms, Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle John Hanson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
Goodbye. No Andrew, no Rick today. They have opinions too. And let's go ahead and end.